counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outre.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's another week, and you know what that means? Another countdown. The Earshot 20 back at you this week with a brand new countdown. Hope you're doing well. I figured that out, Brian. I figured out how to say, instead of how's it going, I just hope you're doing well. And if you're not, send me a letter and I'll send you a letter back. Empathizing, sympathizing, that's fine. You can just email me. See, I want to connect with the listeners. You're in one of those moods, eh? Just don't want to respond at all. Fine. Okay.
You do enough talking for
I see how it is. I see how it is. Anyway, we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland, although you won't hear him very much, is in the studio this week. And we get the charts from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You will find the National Campus and Community Radio Report, including the National Top 50, uploaded every single week towards the end of your Tuesday evening. Go check it out. You can also find community radio charts from over 30 submitting community radio stations across Canada, interviews, reviews, loads more, as well as electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues charts in the mix as well. So go check it out, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our handle on our home on Facebook, and at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to connect. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. So please get in touch with us. We've got a feature for you this week. Ian Livingstone from St. John, New Brunswick. He has a new album that he's dropped under the alias Artificier, and we're talking with him in this hour of the program, and Stephen Karlick is with us in the next hour of the program. We're chatting with Louie from Solids, and Steven's back with music news. Of course, the Solids interview is a continuation of our Sappy Fest coverage, and head on over to our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/earshot20, your chance to win tickets. We already have lots of contestants in the draw, but we want you there too, so head on over there. So Brian, this is what I've come up with for the show, because I like segments, right? And I'm driving in the car the other day, and what do I do when I'm driving in the car? I talk to myself, and I rehearse some things, how I want to, like, start the show or what we want to say, because I have nothing better to do but talk to myself. So, anyway, I came up with this. Now, from now on, before we get into the charts, I'm going to say, we've got lots of great music lined up for you. But before we get into the charts,
are we workshopping this right now?
I'm telling you, no, I've already got it. You get no say. This is what it is. But before we get into the charts, we're going to let you know if there's any shakeups. Brian, no, wait. It's not, you're going to laugh through the actual zinger. Wait for it.
I'm going to laugh every time you do it. If that's what you say.
If there's any shakeups.
Shakeups.
No, listen. And Brian's got the scoop.
No,
it's the scoop.
No,
that's what it's called.
No, yeah. It's not. It's,
yes,
not,
it is.
Called, yeah, that.
So give us the scoop, Brian.
It's never gonna be called that.
It always is.
Well, there's lots of movement around, and believe it or not, after many weeks of Braids at number one, we have a new number one this week. So stay tuned to find out who is topping the charts across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, July 7th, 2015.
There you go. We'll kick it off right now with your number 20 and head on up from there.
All right, they're re-entering the top 50 this week. It is the latest from the Acorn called Via Loop, and we're going to hear a track from that one called Dominion. At number 19, rising up from number 22, Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld, Never Was the Way She Was. And we're going to hear a track called And Still They Move, and we're going to close this one out with Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart, another collaborative record in there. In that set at number 18, down from number 16, you're going to hear Metal.
Here is the Acorn with Dominion. Your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Remember to draw the blind. Grant the light of day's dominion myself. On the edges of misgiving, facing you and I. 'Cause the things I remember most that I had a long, long night. And the things I could have done, could I have this heart of mine longer.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Shot 20. Number 18.
That was Metal by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart from their self-titled debut collaborative record at number 18, down two spots this week. And Still They Move by Colin Stetson and Sarah Neufeld, another collaborative record on Constellation. Never Were the Way She Was at number 19, up from number 22. And the new one from the Acorn re-entering the charts at number 20. We kicked it all off with a track called Dominion.
Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We've had lots of great stuff to chat about in this hour of the program, the first hour of the Earshot 20. Had a great little interview with one of our local musicians here in the city. I'm really happy to have Ian on and chat about that. And you can find all kinds of chats with all kinds of artists and more. And it's all in the form of news, and it's at exclaim.ca. I'm not kidding you. Head there right now. Check it out. One of the great contributors and brains behind that project is Stephen Karlick. That's what I'm going to call you now, the brain behind the project. Does that suit?
I'm into it. I like it.
Okay.
Stop at the brains.
That's it. I'm talking to the brains right now. There it is. All the way in Toronto and chatting with us on the phone. Stephen, of course, as always, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. And speaking of brains, we've put all ours together over here at Exclaim. It being July, we've decided to put out a list of the top 27, that's right, 27 best albums of 2015 so far. We're really proud of it. It's a really great list. Our writers, our contributors voted on it, and we have published it. It's live now. You can read about it at exclaim.ca. I might drop a few hints right now just about what's on it. I won't tell you what's where, but you will find albums by Viet Cong, The Weather Station, Tobias Jesser Jr., and a lot more on the list. So head to exclaim.ca and check it out.
It's funny. I made a list, and it looked the exact same. We think great minds think alike, I think.
Well, those whose lists don't look like it, we look forward to hearing your opinion on Facebook or whatever. So do weigh in. Tell us how wrong we are.
All right. Well, we've got lots of great news, including that great list. You've got all kinds of other great news on the site and in the paper. And so we're going to chat a little bit about that. And we're going to kick it off with some news about Hayden. He's teaming up with Chad Van Galen and a tour on the way.
Yeah, Hayden's spent a lot of 2015 on the road so far. He's completed tour legs opening for Dan Mangan and Blacksmith and also Bahamas. Now he's announced a headlining run of his own. It's a Western Canada outing. It'll kick off with an appearance at Rifflandia Festival in Victoria, British Columbia. From there, Hayden will head east through British Columbia and across the prairies. The BC dates will feature openers Chad Van Galen, another Canadian favorite of ours, and Samantha Savage Smith, while the dates in the prairies will be with Evening Hymns and Taylor Knox, some more awesome Canadians. In all, he has 8 September gigs, as well as some previously announced dates in August in Saskatchewan and in Ontario. So head on over to exclaim.ca and see when he's coming by you. Unfortunately, no dates in Eastern Canada just yet. No, nowhere east of Ontario.
Well, if you've got some money in the bank and you're looking to make a little bit of a trip and you're not necessarily going to any festivals, you may want to just go check out Hayden. Probably a pretty good show.
All-star Canadian lineup.
There you go. And speaking of festivals, Pop Montreal, they've got some more news. They've expanded their lineup.
Yes, they have. We anticipated this. Often festivals will announce their lineups in blocks. A new expansion to the lineup does include a bunch of Canadian acts, including Viet Cong, Braids, the Besnard Lakes, who will be performing actually with a 17-piece formation, including strings and horns, which is very cool. Tim Hecker, who's presenting his Fogworks 2 project, the Barr Brothers, Last Lizard, formerly known as Dirty Beaches, Nick Diamond's Grays, Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart, Sonic Youth's Lee Ronaldo, Mikachu and the Shapes, Royal Canoe, and a ton more. And of course, they'll be joining previously confirmed acts like Georgia Moroder, Godflesh, Will Butler, Built to Spill, Michael Cronin, Ott, The Cribs, Albert Hammond Jr., Cur de Pirat, Bully, tons more. Tickets for the newly unveiled gigs are on sale now as of Friday, July 10th. So head on over to Exclaim to see more about that and to Pop Montreal's site for tickets.
Geez, that many instruments. I feel bad for the sound guy. He's gonna have his work cut out for him there.
Imagine like classical and stuff like that. It's gotta be a big ask.
It's gotta be something. And you mentioned there Pop Montreal, Ott will be playing. Ott's also coming back at us with a new LP.
Yes, they are. Some exciting news from the post-punk act that brought us More Than Any Other Day and their follow-up EP Once More with Feeling. They've got a new album already they've announced. It's called Sun Coming Down, and it was recorded earlier this year at Hotel 2 Tango in Montreal. A press release for the album says that the new album, quote, keeps things hermetic but never airless, ascetic but never dispassionate, literate but never prolix. The band's steady and subtle charms don't make them the cool kids or the iconoclastic freaks, just a satisfyingly unrefined and substantive rock band. You can read more about the album, including the album's 8-song track list, and you can hear a new song called Beautiful Blue Sky from the album. It's out on September 18th, courtesy of Constellation Records. And if the new song, Beautiful Blue Sky, is anything to go by, it is going to be excellent. So read about that one.
And we definitely will probably hear from them on the charts as well. Ott has been quite frequent when they put a new album. They've been on our countdown. So we'll probably hear from them soon. All right, Stephen, thanks so much. And we'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, we're going to get back to the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
The new record from Shamir was at number 45 last week. It's called Ratchet. It's at number 17 this week. And here's a track called Vegas.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
Cree and a Sioux and a Navajo and a Arapaho and a Hopi Hi-Yo. We were stranded, snowbound, hey-ho. Well, I don't know. Sleeping on the floor like the best of friends, living on tea and odds and ends. Ah, were we lucky? Now it all depends. There was Cordell and me and Norman Brown, sitting around away from town. And me, I'm listening, hey, oh, big mountain guys. Watch the sunrise in your eyes, taking care of the elders' pride. Hey, hey, Mother Earth, hey, hey, Father Sky. And me, I've watched it grow, corporate greed and a lust for gold and coal and oil and hey, now uranium. Keep the Indians under your thumb. Pray like hell when your bad times come. Hey, rip 'em up, strip 'em up, get 'em with a gun. She was a friend of mine, and in May, in the snows of the winter time, we were running across the fields of Indian land, ducking bullets from the guns of a pale man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Patriot woman, hunted in the land. What did you say about uranium? She come to see me one day. I was living in a little place in LA. She was running from the field of the tailor's touch, singing, hey, Ohio, I think I know too much about uranium. Grow corporate greed and a lust for gold and coal and oil and hey, now uranium. Keep the Indians under your thumb. Pray like hell when your bad times come. Hey, rip 'em up, strip 'em up, get 'em with a gun.
That was Uranium War by Buffy St. Marie, rising one spot this week to number 16 as her latest, called Power in the Blood. We also heard from Shamir from the album Ratchet at number 17. Up from number 45, you heard a track called Vegas.
The countdown is on right now, the first 10 of the top 20. Artificer is the solo project of Ian Livingstone, and he has recently released his newest record called Catalyst. We're taking a break from the charts to chat with Ian. And Ian, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, glad to be here.
So you've released this album, which follows a bit of a break from your last EP, Enigma, which came out in 2013. Was the break to really focus on the production of this album?
In a lot of ways, yeah. I also had a lot of other things going on in my life, so it was just a really busy time. It was finishing up school. I was, had a lot of personal stuff going on too. So it was so, like, the whole entirety of the project has been kind of just, you know, like, kind of like a free time sort of thing, and I didn't have any free time for a while. But then after school ended, I really buckled down and decided I was gonna make it happen. So
did some of those experiences while you didn't have much free time, there was a lot of things going on, but did some of those experiences make their way onto the album, or was the album kind of already in bare bones form, ready to go, and you just had to put some finishing touches on it?
Most of the songs were written by this point, although the last couple songs, the version of the title track in particular that ended up on the album, was definitely really influenced by a lot of stuff that kind of happened like last minute, right as I was kind of putting the finishing touches on the album. And I mean, it's a weird time, but in the end, I'm kind of glad for it, because it really kind of gave some of the songs kind of new meaning for me. I was able to go back and really kind of explore different avenues as I was finishing it up, kind of inspired by the new context that it all had.
And if you had to pick a genre to describe Catalyst, this is always a tough question, but if you had to pick a genre to describe the album, what would it be?
It moves around a lot, but I guess kind of like what I was aiming for was kind of like experimental, like dream pop, I guess, because like I'm really influenced by, and I just really inspired by really ethereal and really different and really like otherworldly sounds. And I guess that was kind of from the get-go, that was an aesthetic that I wanted to imprint on the album.
And the album sounds really great. What was the recording process like for Catalyst?
It was really, really DIY. I'm not even gonna exaggerate that. It was I had like one microphone in like my bedroom and like little pop filter that I got at like Longham McQuaid, and it would just kind of like between classes and stuff, I'd just, you know, set it up, record for like 10, 15 minutes, maybe an hour, and then you know, go to class, come back that night and just kind of like tweak it on my laptop for hours and hours and just really play with it.
Very cool. Any plans for touring the record, doing some live shows? Does this translate into a live show? Could you see it translating into a live show?
Some songs more so than others. It's definitely been a difficult process. It was something that, like, when I was making it, I didn't pay any mind to, oh, how am I going to translate this into a live setting later on? Because I guess because I never really planned to do that. But now that the reality of that has kind of dawned on me, I'm going back and trying to, like, rework them and kind of find a way that... because I don't have money for a band or anything, so kind of find a way that I can still just do it myself and have the show be not boring, you know, not just me like pushing a couple buttons, playing a couple lines and just singing, you know, kind of have it be more of a performance, I guess.
Right, and there, and you know, other things you can put into it, lighting and things. There's stuff that you can do to make it a show and build that in. Head over to Artificier, that is artificier.bandcamp.com to check out the album. Ian, thanks for chatting with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Here's the title track from the new album Catalyst. Stick around, more of the charts after this on the Earshot 20.
Oh,
Earshot 20. Number 15. Shot 20. Number 14.
Oh, crazy. Royalty love. It's not that this song's about her. Most songs are about her. Sunshine's underneath us. Fearing new kinds of mind control and just blaming each other. She don't want to be a man or a woman. She wants to be your love.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the title track from the new Unknown Mortal Orchestra album at number 14, down from 11. You heard Multi-Love. We heard Jamie XX in there with Hold Tight, a track from his debut record In Color at number 15, down from number 12. We also had an extra in there. It's the title track from the new Artificer album, Catalyst.
Yeah, big thanks to Ian Livingstone for joining us on the program. Check it out on Bandcamp. A lot of great music there. A couple of EPs as well.
Pay what you want.
Pay whatever you want. Pay what you will. Right at the door, except it's the online door. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
All right, it's the only one sitting still this week at number 13. It's a Tribe Called Red. Their new EP is called Suplex. Here's a track called Body Slam.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Oh,
It's the Earshot 20.
Give Me All Your Love by Alabama Shakes, closing out this hour of the program and that set of three here on the Earshot 20. At number 11, down from number 8, is their latest called Sound and Color. At number 12, up two spots, was Soul with I Became a Shade, and you heard the song The Line. And we heard Body Slam by A Tribe Called Red. That is from their new EP, Suplex, sitting still this week at number 13.
And you imparted on me the wisdom that that is a record entirely based on wrestling.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Brings back lots of childhood memories. I used to watch the WWE. Hulk Hogan was my favorite, just so you know. Bet you other people out there had favorites too. I don't know. Maybe not. Anyway, that does it for...
I bet you're the only person that ever watched wrestling ever.
But it's still going, so other people... I don't want to get into that because I've seen the arenas you. And there's lots of people who still enjoy wrestling. It's wrestling, not wrestling. If you were just tuning in, you probably just shut the radio off. But if you're listening to us, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we just finished the first 10 of the top 20. Of course, this program is recorded and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio voice, and airs 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday before it's sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around because in the next hour of the program, we have the top 10, which includes a new number one. And Stephen Karlick joins us again for more music news, plus an interview with Louis from Solids. And as we've been mentioning throughout the program, if you haven't already done so, head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and enter the contest. Solids, of course, playing Sappy Fest. You have a chance to win 2 weekend passes to Sappy Fest, thanks to our friends over there and us here at the Earshot 20. We'll be back in a minute.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.